Recess is a favorite among elementary school students. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Dale Fink, associate professor of education at the Massachusetts College of Liberal Arts, explains what happens when recess is taken away for bad behavior.
To many children, very little that happens during a school day is more important than recess. That is why, for better or for worse, teachers in many elementary classrooms put recess on the chopping block. They threaten to take it away to encourage better focus on academics and compliance with classroom rules. I have wondered how teachers think about this strategy of turning recess into a bargaining chip, what students think about it, and if anyone knows whether it is achieving its objectives. I designed a study that began with surveys of teachers in three school districts. Nearly 100% believed there were both physical and social benefits to recess. In spite of this, 95% of teachers of grades 1 through 5 did withhold students' recess. In a second phase of the study, I interviewed third and fifth graders. Most of my interviewees were understanding of their teachers' strategies. Wesley recalled, "One time I had to work on some writing and I missed the whole recess, but it was very productive." Kobe stated, "It's not a good feeling. You see the other kids are playing and you're on the wall. But it's a consequence. You have to deal with what you did." They were understanding of teachers' agendas, but they loved recess. They filled my notebooks with tales of what they liked to do at recess, mostly revolving around friendships and physical activities. Many wished there was an alternative to the denial of recess. Mitch said, "If it was up to me, I would let everybody go outside and find some other way to give consequences, but I'm not sure what that other way could be. I am still in the process of interpreting my data, but some data need very little interpretation. For instance, these words from Beatrice. Teachers don't remember what it's like to be kids. They don't remember they have made the same mistakes."
That was Dale Fink of the Massachusetts College of Liberal Arts. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.